It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Supporters of the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed regulatory changes to limit carbon dioxide from existing power plants say the Clean Power Plan will go a long way towards aiding public health, reduction of asthma attacks, and the ability to make strides in fighting respiratory and heart disease are seen as potential benefits. Here to address the health aspect of the Clean Power Plan are Dr. Alan Lockwood of Physicians for Social Responsibility. Dr. Lockwood, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us by phone, Kevin Stewart, Director of Environmental Health, American Lung Association of the Mid-Atlantic. Kevin Stewart, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Gentlemen, we went a little long on our past segment, so we will try to get to as many of my questions here in the 7 or 8 minutes or so that we have remaining. And first among those is it's certainly no surprise that public health officials are hailing the EPA's Clean Power Plan as a step toward improving air quality, yet there are naysayers. Why does this proposed standard make sense, and what would you say to those who disagree? And Dr. Lockwood, let's start with you.
The Clean Air Act, under which the Clean Power Plan is being promulgated, has been one of the most important public health measures of the last several decades. And additional advances in public health will accrue as the carbon dioxide emission plans take hold. We'll have about 140,000 fewer cases of childhood asthma by the year 2030. We'll be saving $55 billion per year in healthcare costs at a cost to the industry of around $8 billion for implementation. Almost 450,000 fewer lost days at school and work. All of these have monetized costs that you can, you know, put on a ledger, or you can think about, you know, what it feels like to be too sick to go to work or have a child who's struggling to breathe. None of those are attractive scenarios.
The Pittsburgh region routinely gets failing grades in the American Lung Association's State of the Air report. It has for years. Can the EPA Clean Power Plan really turn this tide? Kevin Stewart, I'll let you address that.
Thanks very much. Not by itself. There is still plenty of local work to do, including in sectors other than electric power generation. But the Clean Power Plan helps greatly in putting us along the road where we need to go. And the recent co-benefits report prepared by Syracuse and Harvard universities has some very striking maps showing how the benefits of implementing this kind of rule would have some of the greatest benefits in the country in and around Western Pennsylvania. And those are very, very telling maps that folks should be sure to look at.
The health impacts of climate change, including asthma and lung disease, are felt disproportionately in underserved communities, including the African American community, the Latino community, and certainly among children. And Dr. Lockwood, you know, you talked about the school days that are missed earlier in your comments. There's also how this impacts the elderly. What is the situation that we're seeing here, and how can these communities be made more healthy and whole?
Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania are going to be among the greatest beneficiaries of the Clean Power Plan. That's in part because Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania are downwind of the oldest, dirtiest power plants. And as they reduce their carbon emissions, they will also reduce the emissions of oxides of sulfur and nitrogen and particulate matter, the primary disease-causing pollutants that are emitted by the coal-burning industry. So Pittsburgh has already had enormous strides in terms of reduction of particulate matter, and it's going to see even more as the Clean Power Plan takes hold and people begin to realize the benefits of this, the protections afforded by the EPA.
Kevin Stewart, in your estimation, is this EPA plan, are there enough provisions that will significantly help the disproportionately underserved communities?
There are some deficiencies, and Lung Association, of course, is always concerned that there may be, in some respects, too much flexibility. Say, you know, by allowing averaging to take the place of facility controls, that might continue to leave people disadvantaged. And so we're already on record in these hearings already that have happened before today, reminding EPA that it needs to ensure that the final guidelines will provide critical relief for people who live near power plants and who have already suffered from these pollutants for decades.
What would you gentlemen say to those who look at how Pittsburgh was before the first renaissance, as it's called, in the 50s? In the 40s, there were days in Pittsburgh when the pollution was so bad you couldn't see the sun. The city, the industry, for better or worse, the steel industry is largely gone, and with it much of the pollution. So what about those who say, gosh, haven't we done enough?
There's always more to be done. One of the things that emerges from a careful reading of the peer-reviewed literature is that there is no safe threshold for these so-called criteria pollutants, particulate matter, particularly the very smallest particles, oxides of sulfur and nitrogen. So every decrement in the concentration of these criteria pollutants will be linked inexorably with an improvement in health, reduction in health care costs, relief of pressure on the national debt, and most importantly, better health for everyone.
Kevin Stewart, we'll give you a quick final word on this.
Sure. Yeah, we certainly want to give credit to the work that people have done over the decades to make the air cleaner here. There's no question about that. But, you know, I certainly agree with Dr. Lockwood. You know, we're absolutely not where we need to be. We have plenty of days where the air quality is not good, days where we're failing to meet existing standards. Those standards are themselves inadequate to protect public health. And we also need to recognize air quality locally puts us in the worst 10% of the country. So that gives you some idea about how far we still need to go.
That is Kevin Stewart, Director of Environmental Health at the American Lung Association of the Mid-Atlantic. Also, Dr. Alan Lockwood of Physicians for Social Responsibility. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
My pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Until tomorrow, so long for now.